You may have read in the previous blog, Gary's Berries, that there lives a people called the Corn People. You may have also heard me talk about the holy grounds, burial grounds, and the tour of the Corn People's history. I am about to tell you everything I know about the Corn People. First off, I will talk about the Corn People's history. The Corn People were, and still are, very sacred people. They lived just outside of an ancient forest, known as the Corn Forest. They had their own land stretching very far. A little beyond this very sacred place lies hundreds of smashed pumpkins. First, we wondered where these pumpkins came from, but then we continued and found out. A little down the road, we entered the mysterious territory of the Pumpkin People. These Pumpkin People have been rivals of the Corn People for a very long time. Unlike the Corn People who moved, the Pumpkin People still reside in this very spot. The first thing we saw in their land was a giant catapult. And not very far from this catapult, a graveyard. It all made sense. The Pumpkin People used to launch their dead at the Corn People. That explained all the smashed pumpkins near the Corn People's village. As we continued our journey, we saw many weird artifacts of the Pumpkin People. But the most interesting things, their weapons. They were very long pieces of metal. The Pumpkin People were very smart. We also saw the O Holy Birth Grounds. This is where the Pumpkin People were born. We had to hurry. It was birth season, and we didn't want to be there when a pumpkin was born. We hurried on and saw the basketball court. This is where the Corn People and the Pumpkin People faced off in a deadly match of pumpkin ball every Friday night. Luckily, it was Thursday. The Corn People have moved since their ancient times. They decide to move because of all the attacks from the dreaded Pumpkin People. So, they decide to build a giant maze. This maze would offer the Corn People with protection. And so it worked. If the Pumpkin People tried to attack, the Corn People would hide in the maze, then pop out and surprise their attackers. It's been many years since the Pumpkin People have tried to attack the Corn People. Anyway, within the sacred maze lies many things of the Corn People. The first thing we encountered was a couple of the meeting spots. These meeting spots were just little open areas in the maze. It's where the Corn People would discuss plans and ideas. We use these areas to plan our next course of action. But beside from the meeting spots, the most sacred of all places in the maze would have to be the Holy Grounds. The Holy Grounds are where the Corn People pray to their Corn God. It's where their Corn God will return to someday. No one is allowed to walk on the holy grounds. It is forbidden. Hopefully now, you know of the Corn People. If you ever want to visit their maze or take a tour of their ancient lands, head over to Gary's Berries. You'll never regret going.